The Ivorian opposition has met today, and we have made a major decision. That decision is first, until the conditions of election have changed, there will be no elections. That is number one. And number two, Mr. Bedier has launched the order to all opposition members and leaders to disobey the government from now on.
Conan Bedier, his candidacy was accepted by the Constitutional Court. Now, does this decision mean now that he is not going to take part in the election?
Yes, not only that, but he also says that he knows perfectly well that even if Mr. Ouattara has accepted his candidacy, it only means that he is going to accompany him in this election. And whatever the result will be, Mr. Ouattara will say that he is the winner. So Mr. Bedier has decided to end the opposition with him. We have decided that those elections should not take place. And we are going to demonstrate to prevent those elections from taking place unless the conditions are changed and Mr. Ouattara has retired his candidacy and the conditions are completely democratic. If this is the case, then the election will take place. But if Mr. Ouattara is still candidate and the conditions of election are what we are witnessing now with the Constitutional Council, which is completely under the orders of the regime, with the Electoral Commission, which is completely controlled by the regime, there will be no election at all. This is what we are saying, and this is what Mr. Bedier is saying too.
Isn't the opposition setting up for a confrontation with security forces?
Well, we are not willing any confrontation. We are just trying to send a message to the ruling party and to the regime. Now, it is up to the regime to understand the message and come back to discuss. I must remind you that before we make this decision, the regime had already killed about 20 people during our demonstrations, and the whole world has witnessed that. So it is not the opposition who is creating what you call a confrontation. We want things to be changed democratically. And in a democratic regime, when the opposition does not agree with something or a situation, we come out and we disobey. This is what we are going to do.
The French ambassador to Ivory Coast has been recalled, according to what we No, the government in Paris said that the recall has nothing to do with any misunderstanding between President Macron and President Ouattara. What do you all make of that?
Well, we have heard the French government recall the ambassador in Côte d'Ivoire. But what we notice is that what is said about this diplomat goes way back to the time he was ambassador in Mali, and in other countries. So what is being said now is not new concerning that ambassador. So we consider that it is a victory for the imposition that this ambassador is recalled to Paris because he was too much related to Mr. Ouattara's regime.